Love your local high street on Stray FM. Love Borough Bridge.
Thank you. Yes, we're in Borough Bridge at Charlton's. I'm joined by Matthew Charlton. So you've been here 50 years, you were saying. So how and why did you end up in Borough Bridge?
Well, that's down to my father. We were established in 1973, and he's from basically a farming family, but he was more interested in motors and engineering. And it's really through him that we started here, and he established the business.
You've said this already, but you're a one-stop shop, aren't you? You do everything.
We pretty
you
much
need
do everything to do with cars, sales, service, MOTs, repairs, diagnostics. The website is www.charltonsofboroughbridge.co.uk.
Love your local high street on Stray FM. Love Ilkley.
Yes, our final stop this evening at Ilkley, and one that I've really been looking forward to, the Box Tree, and I'm with the owners, Simon and Rena. If I can start with your good self, Simon, for anybody who's never been into the Box Tree before and experienced it, how do you like to describe it?
I think it's a very a modern restaurant with good old-fashioned values. It's like a mini stately home.
It's got such history as well, hasn't it, Rena? Because, I mean, you guys have been here 14 years now?
Yeah, 14 years.
And what was it like when you came in? Because I think for anybody who knows a little bit about places to eat within Yorkshire, they've heard of the Box Tree. So there was quite a reputation to keep going, wasn't there?
There absolutely was. It was a very iconic restaurant. So on our way in, it was very intimidating to be able to reach those expectations. It was quite run down. It was very traditional and needed evolving. And I think that's what we've done over the years, is sort of evolve it and keep bringing it a bit more into the 21st century, which we've hopefully done again with our recent refurb.
Love your local high street on Stray FM. Love Harrogate.
Here at Bespoke Eyewear, beautiful part of Harrogate Town Centre in the Montpellier Quarter, just on Royal Parade. Jonathan is the main man, and on the table in front of me is a 3D model of Ian Wright's head, as in ex-footballer, now football pundit. And you actually supply Ian Wright's glasses, Jonathan. How did this all come about?
Yes, I do. It came about a year ago when one of my clients came into the shop, and as he was leaving, he just mentioned that he was playing golf with Ian Wright later on that week. I asked him, I said, what, the commentator, the footballer? And he said, yeah. So I asked him if he would take him a couple of pairs of glasses. His response was, so what's the deal? Well, the deal was, if he gave me his prescription, I'd do the first pair free and the next pair for 50% off. He liked the first pair and he's never looked back. So every single pair of glasses that you see on the telly, they are Bespoke Eyewear.
It is amazing. We're going to tweet a picture of this 3D head of Ian Wright. But he's actually introduced you to other footballing names, or at least trying to, isn't he?
Yes, absolutely. So Alan Shearer is now in Bespoke's glasses. Andy Cole, Neil Ruddock. So, yeah, I don't want to name drop anymore. So.
No, I think it's brilliant. I think it's absolutely fantastic. Do search Bespoke Eyewear Harrogate for more on Google, and for more on Love Your Local High Street, you can go to our website, strayfm.com.
Love your local high street on Stray FM. Love Otley.
Stray FM is taking over Otley today, and I've come to somewhere that not many people will have heard of, Weegmans in Otley. I'm here with Emma. Hello, Emma.
Hi.
How long has Weegmans been here then?
It's been a butcher's since 1869.
Just a little 150 years then, that pies and meat and butchers and everything has happened on this site. How much of an integral part of Otley do you think Weegmans is?
I think we're quite a big part. We're well known in town, so, and people come from all over.
They definitely do. What do you think are some of the favourite things that people come in to buy here at Weegmans?
Our pork pies are always popular, but we do other things, steak pies, meats, hot food at lunchtime. It's quite popular.
Love your local high street on Stray FM. Love Knaresborough.
Welcome to Scruffs on Castlegate. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning, Nick and Will.
Good morning, Liam.
Yes, we've actually got special guest superstar on this. We've got Will's dog, Harry.
The official Stray FM dog, the official Stray FM Springer Spaniel, Harry.
Who's being, well, Liam, you tell everybody, is he being well-behaved?
That's a word I wouldn't necessarily use. He's very bouncy.
He's very excitable.
He's very excited.
Now, what about Harry the dog? That's Will covered.
Harry's a good boy.
I mean, he keeps pouring all over everybody. Now, what about Harry?
He's currently sat on the table. And Leanne, tell everybody what Harry's having done here today in Scruffsome.
Harry has a full clip and gets basically all nice and short to keep nice and clean for the winter.
Yes, they wouldn't let him in the Rudding Park Spa, so he came to you, is my understanding.
Yeah, which and we have a fantastic hydro bath anyway.
Now, people listening to this who have busy lives, I was going to say like Will, but you've got loads of time on your hands. People have busy lives. What kind of a service do you offer them for their
dogs? We offer a full grooming service to their requirements, really. We don't necessarily do show dogs, but we do pet dogs. And they get a full bath, massage, groom, nails, basically a bit of a health check, although we're not vets, so we can't obviously say anything that's wrong, but we can advise.
Oh, wow.
And why should you get your dog groomed?
It's important to get your dog groomed to keep them free from knots and well-maintained so that they, one, can look beautiful, and two, it just keeps them free of any parasites and any nasties.
Why did you look at Will when you said parasites? How rude. Right, you can find out more at strayfm.com.